All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
From accidentally throwing a $3 million lottery ticket in the bin to spending an entire $16 million prize in under 90 days. These are the absolute dumbest lottery winners of all time, beginning with Jose Antonio Cuartoc, who almost lost his entire lottery fortune after getting someone else to claim the money for him. You see, when Jose won the $750,000 jackpot back in 2010, he was living in the US illegally, so Jose asked his boss to claim the prize on his behalf, as he feared he couldn't claim the money without potentially facing legal trouble and deportation. This worked out perfectly until Jose's boss began to falsely state that he was the one who had actually purchased the ticket. Taking legal action against his boss was risky, given Jose wasn't supposed to be in the country at all. However, given he had security camera footage of him purchasing the ticket, Jose did so and was able to prove that he was the rightful owner to the $750,000 prize. Only $250,000 this went to taxes, another $250,000 was spent on court fees, and throughout the legal process, Jose was jailed for drunk driving and was deported back to Guatemala as soon as he won the court case. However, at least Jose Antonio Cuartoc got to keep some of his winnings, as Denise Rossi wasn't so fortunate. When Denise won a jackpot of $1.3 million back in 1996, she'd been married to Thomas Rossi for over 25 years, yet their relationship was apparently lacking in transparency, as Denise didn't tell her husband about the win and instead filed for divorce only 11 days after buying the lucky ticket. I was afraid to tell Thomas because I knew he would try to take the money away from me. I went to the Lottery Commission office and told them I was married but contemplating divorce. They told me to file before I got my first check, which I did. Denise was initially successful in hiding the money from her now ex-husband, as for a whole 2 years after their divorce, Thomas had no idea that Denise had ever won the lottery. However, in May 1999, a letter was sent to Thomas's home address asking if Denise was interested in a lump sum buyout of her lottery winnings. This was the first Thomas knew about the lottery prize. He confirmed that Denise was a winner with the California lottery, and given they were still married at the time of the win, Thomas launched a lawsuit stating that he was entitled to half of the prize money. The judge specifically found that Denise's failure to disclose the lottery winnings constituted fraud, oppression, and malice, and as a result, the trial court awarded Thomas 100% of the lottery winnings, which left Denise with less than nothing, considering she also had to pay for her own legal fees. However, Denise's loss of $1.3 million was still nothing in comparison to Evelyn Adams. The luckiest woman in America, Evelyn Adams became the first person in human history to win the lottery twice, initially for $3.9 million in October 1985, before winning another $1.4 million only 4 months later. With the probability of this win being approximately 1 in 17.3 trillion, Evelyn seemed to realize that she had no lottery luck left by stating that she was going to quit playing, and instead began to buy various businesses, including the convenience store where the lucky tickets had been purchased. While you could argue that this was a smart move, Evelyn still hadn't fixed her gambling problem, and instead of buying more lottery tickets, she instead took the rest of her winnings to the Atlantic City casinos, where she lost her entire remaining fortune to the slot machines. Without any money left, her businesses failed one after the other, and by 2012, Evelyn was living in a trailer park, while stating to the media, winning the lottery isn't always what it's cracked up to be. Kelly Rogers likely had a similar outlook, as after winning over £1.8 million at the age of only 16, her life was also ruined. Initially, Kelly stated, "I will not go wild and spend loads. I'm going to take some advice and see an accountant. Hopefully I will make us all comfortable. I want to help my family, but I won't change. I just want a normal home, nothing posh. I just want a normal car as well. However, as soon as she received the money, Kelly instead spent £11,500 on two boob jobs, £300,000 on clothes, makeup and tattoos, as well as £85,000 on top of the range sports cars. Kelly spent a further £250,000 on holidays to locations including Mexico and Euro Disney, £118,000 on gifts to former boyfriends, £190,000 in unreturned loans to friends and family members, and £50,500 on solicitor's fees, all of which being purchased while she was still in high school. Kelly did make a few smart purchases such as an £180,000 bungalow and a £96,000 home for her mum. However, by the end of the year, Kelly was back to square one, being on welfare with only £2,000 left in her account. She since stated it was too much money for someone so young. Even if you say your life won't change, it does, and often not for the better.
Yeah, I just wish I was a bit older at the time of winning it, because I think at 16, you're still just a child, and overnight, you've just got to grow up and become an adult.
Which is probably why she's now an advocate for raising the UK's legal gambling age from 16 to 18. Kelly Rogers certainly spent her money poorly. However, at least she had the chance to spend it, as 25-year-old Amanda Clayton from Detroit was no longer alive by the end of her spending spree. When Amanda won the $1 million jackpot back in 2011, it seemed as though her life had been changed overnight. However, her win quickly became controversial after the media learned that she was still collecting food stamps and benefit payments despite having won the lottery.
Detroit woman is now the second lotto winner in the state to keep taking food stamps after hitting it big. And Amanda Clayton, who won $1 million and took home a $700,000 lump sum, the 24-year-old says even though she now owns two homes, she figured she was still allowed to use a bridge card.
After being confronted about the behavior, Amanda had the following to say.
I thought that they would cut me off, but since they didn't, I thought maybe it was okay because I'm not working.
And shortly thereafter, she was charged with two felony counts of welfare fraud and was ordered to pay back the $5,500 worth of food stamps she'd received. While Amanda quickly paid the $5,500 back, she never got the chance to spend the rest of the money, as only 6 months later she would unfortunately overdose in one of her two homes.
He says she was tormented by the fame and the problems that came with winning the lottery.
What's the point of having money if you're not going to have happiness?
He says she didn't want the money anymore and bought things for her family and set up college funds for her children. He says she only had $67,000 of her winnings left.
The end to Amanda Clayton's story was somewhat unexpected. However, a two-second glance at Ryan McGee is more than enough to predict that this lottery win would eventually end in disaster. After winning £6.4 million back in 2008 at the age of 27, Ryan was placed on the Sunday Times Top 100 Rich List for young people. He purchased a luxury mansion in his home country of Ireland, which featured five bedrooms, an indoor swimming pool, a full champagne bar, and a two-car garage where he kept his brand new Ferrari 458 Italia. However, as you might expect, this is where things began to go terribly. Only 3 years after buying the Ferrari, Ryan slipped off the road, crashing the car into a field, mainly because he was driving in the snow. Locals were amazed Ryan was driving the Ferrari in that weather, especially when he had a more suitable Range Rover he could use. The Ferrari was not understood to be running on winter tires, which, while costing around £4,400, hugely boosts grip and handling in icy conditions. Ryan's property development business then dissolved, which was accompanied by a divorce from his wife and the sale of his luxury home. Then, 2 years later, Ryan McGee was pulled over driving an uninsured Ford Focus without a license. However, the most interesting part is that he had to claim legal aid, which is a service for those who are unable to afford a lawyer. Now, Ryan McGee was a complete idiot with his money. However, he still looks like Albert Einstein when compared to Martin Tott. When Martin and his wife Kay won £3 million back in 2001, they didn't go into claim the prize because, well, they had no idea that they were winners. They purchased a ticket in passing, completely forgotten about it, and would only come to realize that they were the winners after hearing about the unclaimed prize over 6 months later. The main problem was that at some point, the ticket had been misplaced or thrown out completely. Despite frantically searching, the pair couldn't find their ticket, but were sure they had won because the jackpot numbers matched the ones they used every week.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
week. Computer records in their local Londis proved Kay really had purchased the ticket, and the thrilled pair rushed to tell lottery organizer Camelot to claim their prize. But they fell victim to a little-known rule, stating lost tickets must be reported within 30 days. After 45 days of deliberation, Camelot told the devastated couple that they would not be collecting the jackpot, and as a result, the couple's marriage eventually came to an end. We'd only known each other for 2 years, and the lottery ordeal quickly highlighted our differences. All we did was bicker. Sadly, both of us agreed we should split, and Kay moved out. Man seems to have convinced himself that losing the ticket ended up being a good thing, having stated, "For a long time, I lost sight of who I was and what I believed in. But I can honestly say I'm glad I didn't get the $3 million now. There is no guarantee it would have brought me happiness, and if there's anyone else who would have agreed with this statement, it definitely would have been the most miserable lottery winner of all time, William Post." When William won a $16.2 million jackpot back in 1988, he had just $2.46 in his bank account and was able to purchase the lucky ticket by selling a ring for $40 to a local pawn shop. This, in conjunction with the time he'd spent in jail for cashing invalid checks, highlighted William Post's awful money management skills and acted as foreshadowing for how poorly his lottery win was eventually going to be spent. Only 84 days after receiving the $16.2 million, William Post had spent the entire fortune on a boat, a lease for a restaurant in Florida, a used car lot, as well as a private jet. However, even after all of the money had been spent, Post took on a further $500,000 loan to purchase a mansion in Oil City, Pennsylvania. The problem was that William hadn't actually purchased the original ticket himself, and had rather given the money to his girlfriend who had bought the winning ticket for him. Because of this, she was able to successfully sue him for one-third of the winnings, meaning that Post now owed $5.4 million to his ex-girlfriend from the $16.2 million that he no longer had. Since Post was unable to make this payment, the judge ordered that his bank account be frozen until he was able to come up with the money. However, before he was able to sell enough stuff to pay the $5.4 million, William was arrested and ordered to serve a 6 to 24 month prison term for an assault charge from 6 years prior. Toward the end of his life, Post was on his seventh marriage with over $1 million in debt and was getting by on food stamps and a job paying $450 per month. However, William Post still doesn't have the craziest lottery win story of all time. That title goes to Andrew Jackson Whitaker, whose life would change forever after winning $315 million back in 2002. Unlike almost everyone else in this video, Whitaker was actually quite successful prior to winning the lottery, having built up a net worth of over $17 million with the assistance of his construction company. And while this would imply that he was in a position to manage a large lottery win, this isn't what would happen. Whitaker instantly donated 10% of the winnings to churches, Christian groups, and spent a further $14 million establishing the Jack Whitaker Foundation, which provided free food and clothing for low-income families in West Virginia.
Obviously, you're doing God's work with all this money.
Yes, I am. I'm helping a lot of people and I plan to help a lot more.
He then drove back to the convenience store where he had purchased the ticket before giving the clerk a $44,000 check, a $123,000 house, and a brand new Jeep Cherokee, which was followed by Whitaker buying himself a Lamborghini in which he'd drive around his neighborhood throwing money out of the window. After flaunting this wealth, his Lamborghini was broken into, where thieves stole $545,000 in cash. However, this apparently wasn't much of a wake-up call, as his car was then broken into for the second time, resulting in the loss of a further $200,000 cash. Jack Whitaker's granddaughter passed away, his daughter then passed away, which was followed by a divorce with his wife.
And now you've lost your granddaughter, you're about to be divorced from your wife. Where does this ever end?
Leading him to state that he had lost everything.
I pretty much lost everything I held dear in my life.
You got lots of money.
Money has never meant anything to me. You have to have money to exist in this world, but money doesn't rule the world. Money is not what makes people happy.
And that he wished he had never purchased the lottery ticket in the first place.
My wife had said she'd wished that she'd torn the ticket up. Well, I wish that we had torn the ticket up too. I just don't like what I've become.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.